This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. And a year after the EU passed its sweeping digital privacy law, countries aren't exactly hitting offenders with fines at anywhere near the levels that people feared. Checking in on where things stand in regards to legislation and your privacy after these tech headlines. Late last week, Uber clinched a $1 billion investment in its self-driving car unit as it prepares for an initial public offering. The investment, which includes money from Toyota and auto parts maker Denso, values the driverless car division at $7.25 billion. Checking in on Sprint, it has long touted adding new wireless connections for six straight years. However, the journal learns that what they didn't say until now is that many of those gains were free lines or existing customers that switched services. With its proposed merger with T-Mobile under pressure, the wireless carrier told regulators late last week that its performance isn't as strong as it appears, and it will struggle to operate as a standalone company. And, as the Wall Street Journal reported, antitrust enforcement staff members recently told T-Mobile and Sprint execs they are unlikely to bless the deal as it's currently structured. So Venmo's latest effort to gain a profit off its massive but still not lucrative user base involves a decidedly old-school idea: credit cards. The journal learns that Venmo is close to selecting Synchrony Financial as its credit card issuer and is hoping to announce the card this year. Coming up, the General Data Protection Regulation EU law was passed last year. Where your privacy and the law stands today. Last year, the General Data Protection Regulation law, we know it as GDPR, went into effect in the EU. The legislation cracks down on data protection and privacy for all individuals within the European Union. And if you need a quick primer, the Wall Street Journal's Catherine Stupp has more.
This is Europe's landmark data protection regulation. It's years in the making. And there was a lot of alarm before it came into effect and really in the early days after it took effect, about the very strict safeguards, privacy safeguards, that it forces companies to take. It forces them to be transparent with people about how their data is used. It forces companies to disclose to regulators within 72 hours if they've had a breach of anybody's personal data. So a lot of totally new things for companies that had them really, you know, consulting lawyers like crazy and changing their business models. And on top of all those new restrictions in that law, it also came with really high fines of up to 4% of a company's global turnover or 20 million euros, around $22 million, whichever is higher. So not only did companies really need to scramble to make sure that they could comply with the law, they were also scared that they could be hit with very high fines if they violated it. There was a lot of kind of confusion in the early days of what provisions, you know, apply here to what kinds of companies, you know. I think the law's been great for lawyers because they had a lot of work helping companies figure out how to actually comply with this law because it's very long and complex.
If you remember, many companies were concerned about the high ceiling for fines.
I contacted regulators in every single EU country, and in Germany there are 16 regulators that can actually impose fines under this law. So I contacted all of them too, and I asked them, have you imposed fines so far? And if so, how many? How high are the fines? And a lot of regulators haven't announced this kind of information publicly yet. Some of them have. And what I found is that despite all of this concern that we heard and have been hearing over the last year from companies about these potentially very high fines of up to 4% of global turnover, there really haven't been any fines that come even close to that. The highest fine we've heard of under this law so far was in January. It was the French regulator imposed a fine against Google for 50 million euros, which sounds really high. It is less than 1% of Google's global turnover, though. And after that, the second highest penalty was for around 400,000 euros. There have actually been 16 European countries that haven't issued any fines yet at all. And then there are some that have issued quite a few. So in Germany, there have been more than 50 fines under this law just in the last, you know, several months.
So with a year behind us, where does that legislation stand?
It could really pick up, especially because we see some regulators that haven't issued any fines yet so far are still investigating really big data breaches that we know about. For example, the UK regulator is investigating Marriott's data breach that they reported last year that exposed personal data from over 300 million people, or up to that amount. So it's possible we will see some more big fines. It's also possible that there are just cultural differences between these regulators in different countries, and that some think fines are the way to go to send a message to companies that this is not what you do with people's personal data, whereas other regulators may not issue, you know, financial penalties, but they might ask a company to stop a certain practice.
You're probably still wondering about those fines.
Even though it seems that companies' worst fear of, you know, being hit with these really high fines of up to 4% of their global turnover hasn't really turned out to be true so far, at least, what we are seeing is that companies are concerned about the kind of huge disparity between some of these fines, because the lowest fine was for $101 against a private person. So companies are saying, we just don't understand how these fines are calculated. We can't really predict how a regulator decides whether to fine us at all.
You can read more about the General Data Protection Regulation and where it stands at WSJ.com. Head to WSJ Pro Cybersecurity for more. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.